decline and analysis of a pretty high order. So you could see that newspapers being squeezed not just by sort of not just by time, but by the fact that these things were developing. We did a media show debate in the Radio Theatre just over there at Broadcasting House with Alan Rusbridger and John Witherow from Sunday Times. And what was really quite interesting was that both of them in their own ways, the starting point was how do we protect the business we've got? And it's kind of, it strikes me, I hesitate to say this, but I will, it strikes me that, in a way, that's the problem. There was a debate on Newsnight the other night, and you saw it, about the future of newspapers, and again, no, I didn't hear the word, you know, I didn't hear the cost base of the existing newspapers discussed once. I didn't hear anybody say, hang on a minute, what do consumers want, and how is it that newspapers are failing to deliver it, which might explain why circulations are declining. Interestingly, Metro does very well, and even the I newspaper, launched by The Independent, is showing signs of life. And I think there's a reason why it's showing signs of life, is because they've worked out, it's pretty obvious when you think about it, that if you deliver that sort of content to those sorts of people at that particular time of day, i.e. commuters, they'll pay 20 pence for it. So so it strikes me, standing back from this, it's very far from game over. And I say it's a couple of things. Again, my background's in television, primarily, and it strikes me that although the challenges are different, television has adapted to the changed world really quite effectively. Contrast the old days of the very old days of two channels and no remote controls. You know, my parents' house, the BBC house, my grandparents' house, the ITV house. The reason for the ITV house is that once the knob was twiddled and the set was on, they were not getting out of their chairs to change it. Not unless you did something really serious. Or the World Cup final was on BBC, in which case they might switch over. So the remote control starts to rot. The combination of remote control, multi-channel, and then the digital revolution means that people have got enormous choice, and so on and so on. Well, television saw that coming. Compare old DIY programmes, food and drink and things like that, you know, to Jamie Oliver, Heston Blumenthal, Changing Rooms, and that sort of thing. And you see that television realised that in order for people to give you their time, you had, in a linear medium, in a linear way, you had to deliver them an emotional experience worth having. That compelling narrative was the key to television content. Successful television content in an age where consumers have real choice. And television realised that, and I think it's indicative of that television viewing is at an all-time high. That is, you know, the viewing of traditional television programmes, albeit fragmented to a degree, still we see that the old analogue brands are the strongest by far in the multi-channel environment and show no signs of going away. But television adapted. It question whether newspapers ever did. I say there's lots of people to hear from. Do feel free to contribute. It'd be good if you do. Ask questions, say make contributions. There's time in all the sessions, I hope. I'll try and get as big as the time, so there ought to be time to do that. So as much of the dialogue as we can make it, the better it will be. And the other thing to note, just notice that the coffee breaks are sort of slightly unusual.